High rollers don't take cabs from the airport. They don't carry their own bags. They never wait on check-in lines. They stay in rooms with jacuzzis, circular leather couches, widescreen televisions, and views of the beach. And evidently, they wear whatever the hell they want, no matter how ridiculous they look. Martinez came out of the bathroom in an electric blue shirt and matching jeans. He had exchanged his sneakers for shiny leather designer boots, and his hair was slicked down with so much mousse that the outline of his skull was visible. The effect was disorienting. Actually, in a way, it was orienting. With the hair and flashy outfit, Martinez looked more Asian than Latino. He easily could have passed for a rich kid from Korea or Japan on his way to a trendy disco. Kevin laughed out loud, his feet up on the glass coffee table in the center of the lavish living room. The suite was bigger than any hotel room he had ever seen before. 2,000 square feet, with wide picture windows and plush cream carpeting. The windows overlooked the boardwalk, and from 20 floors up, the beach was so beautiful, it was hard to believe they were in New Jersey. "Nice duds," he commented. He was still wearing shorts and a sweatshirt. He had an Oxford shirt and khakis in Martinez's backpack, but he hadn't planned on changing until they were on their way to the fight. "Does the casino have some bizarre dress code I should know about?" Martinez ignored the query. He was busy fishing around the inside of his shirt with both hands, and Kevin wondered if he was looking for his sunglasses. Certainly they'd finished the look. Then he heard the distinct rip of Velcro, and Martinez's hands reappeared. Kevin's heart thumped as he saw the roll of bills, at least 4 inches thick, twice as large as the roll Martinez had shown him back at their apartment. And again, the visible bills were hundreds, as much as 20 grand taped inside his shirt. Had Martinez worn the money on him the whole trip from Boston? Through airport security? Through the metal detector? Shit, the kid hadn't even raised a sweat. By now, Kevin was beginning to realize that Fisher and Martinez were, at the very least, serious gamblers. Was it possible that they had made all their cash playing casino games? He knew there were people who made a living at cards. Hell, there'd been movies about it, books, even newspaper articles. But he understood, from what he had read, that professional gamblers usually just eked out a living, playing carefully for tiny odds. Wads of cash and huge VIP suites were for people who lost, not for those who won. Unless Martinez had gotten lucky at a slot machine, how did he and Fisher support all those weekends in Las Vegas? Why was a guy like Dino Territoli whisking them past the registration desk and up into a suite like this? Kevin was dying to know the truth. "It's quite a stake. It's going to be fun watching you drop it at the tables. What do you play? Craps? Poker?" Martinez smiled, jamming the stack of bills into his shirt pocket. "Blackjack. It's the only game worth playing." Kevin rose from the couch. "Blackjack?" He would have guessed poker. It seemed more Martinez's style. He was crafty, smart, and judging from his shifting appearance, quite a chameleon. Kevin would have thought those skills to be best utilized in a game where you faced off against other players. Blackjack, you played against the house. Really, it seemed like you played against the cards. What good was personal style in a game like that? "Okay, blackjack. But shouldn't we wait for Fisher?" They'd been in the suite for 20 minutes. Kevin wondered what was taking Fisher so long. Probably stopped at the hotel gym for a few bench presses. "Don't worry about him," Martinez answered. "We're here to have fun." Kevin started to protest, then thought better of it and acquiesced. Fisher was a big boy. There was obviously some reason he was dragging behind. Worst case, they'd meet up before the fight. Kevin hadn't seen the tickets yet, but Martinez had promised him that the seats were so close he'd need a raincoat to keep himself from getting drenched with blood and sweat. "There's nothing more fun than watching a guy in a shirt like that lose some money," Kevin joked. "So let's hit the tables." Martinez shook his head. "First, we check out the pool. The showgirls hit the pool early. Then we attack the buffet. Can't play in an empty stomach." He looked back at Kevin, patting his bulging shirt pocket. "And then, we're gonna kill the tables."